When you need your work truck to work as hard as you do, trust Delphi Technologies to deliver the parts built for the toughest work environments. From construction sites to long-distance hauling, go with the aftermarket supplier known for its 100-plus years of OE heritage and expertise. Go to DelphiAftermarket.com today. Welcome, everyone, to the podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Ross. Now, pretty much everyone at the shop level in the automotive aftermarket is aware of the challenges on staffing, and in particular, the challenges of attracting and retaining apprentices to work in the shops and completing those apprenticeship programs. For a variety of reasons, we lose apprentices midway into their process, and that's never a great thing. And of course, there's an administrative burden on shop owners too. And sometimes, unfortunately, even though they know they need to get apprentices into their shops and build the workforce of tomorrow, those challenges cause them to decide that it's really, they just don't have the time for it or the challenges for it. They're doing enough on the day to day. Now, in Ontario, there is just recently approved a program under the Support Ontario Youth Program to address most, if not all, of those concerns. So with me today is the program director for the Motive Power section of Support Ontario Youth, Melanie Winter. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you so much, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, I guess, Support Ontario Youth and how, where does this fit, and how is it going to help shops who know they need apprentices, know they want to keep apprentices, and just generally in the industry in Ontario, build that robust population of our apprentice technicians?
So Support Ontario Youth is a group sponsor in the province of Ontario. So what that means is we have approval from the ministry to work with apprentices and employers within the sectors that we support to actually hold the registered training agreement on behalf of the employer. So typically in the apprenticeship pathway in Ontario, the sponsor and the employer are one and the same. There's an application for apprenticeship. When you fill that out, it says sponsor name, and the employer usually writes their name in there. What we do is we actually become the sponsor. The employer retains all rights of employment, obviously, for that apprentice. I always say to employers, I'm not going to get into your HR stuff. I did that in a past life and you can keep it. But when it comes to the actual administrative burden of dealing with the apprenticeship process, filing that application, registering the apprentice, and then supporting them throughout, we take care of a lot of, if not all, of that admin. And also it means that if there are issues, either for the employer or for the apprentice throughout the journey, we actually act on behalf of the apprentice and the employer with the ministry, meaning that most employers and apprentices barely even actually talk to the ministry. We do it for them. And so huge advantage for small to medium sized employers within Ontario to just remove that requirement for knowledge. Sometimes they just don't understand the system. You mentioned that a little bit in your intro, like they don't understand it, or they don't have the resources to be able to manage that by, additional staff, like an HR department or something like that. So we take care of all of that. And we really help the apprentice navigate what is very much a confusing pathway within the province. The ministry is going to be taking steps to make that easier and more accessible over time. But for now, it's great for me because it means that I can help both employers and apprentices get through the system.
Yeah. So, let's do a kind of bit of a scenario play here. Let's, in a normal kind of conventional structure, as an apprentice, I would be attached to, pardon my terminology, but attached to a shop, and I'm kind of stuck there. If things don't go well with the shop for whatever reasons, maybe I'm not getting the hours or I'm not getting the kind of work I need. We've certainly heard that from apprentices before, where they're not trusted to kind of do the work and learn and build their tasks, or feel they're not. And of course, the shops sometimes say, well, you're new and you don't know anything yet. But it can be a mismatch. and I'm kind of stuck and it's not going well. And after some amount of time, I might say, you know, this is just not for me. I'm not learning anything here. And they exit. Completely, they exit the trade. They go find something else to do because it's, you know, they're not looking, you know, they're going to have to go leave and find another shop, and they're going to lose their kind of connection with the apprenticeship program. Now, my understanding is that through this group sponsor program, that whole situation changes, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I would say that it changes, but it definitely becomes a lot easier for the apprentice. So because we hold a registered training agreement, we can support them then to find a new employer if that's what they need. We can also support them to help them find their voice and to go to their employer and say, you know what, this or this isn't working. How can we make this better? How can we have a better experience for that apprentice to hopefully keep them in the apprenticeship program? A big part of what we do is see the barriers to completion within the apprenticeship system, and we try to break them down. So we provide apprentices with a lot of additional wraparound supports that they wouldn't get if they were on their own trying to navigate the system. And also on the employer side of things, we provide additional supports for the employers as well. So really, you know, we become that guide to help both the employer and the apprentice get through the system. And because we work with larger organizations and large associations, a lot of times across the province, we are also able to kind of lean on what we know about the industry to help support the employer as well in terms of, have you tried this? Have you tried this? In terms of ways to better retain and support their apprentices as well, because we know we've got exposure to best practices that are working for other employers across the province.
Right. Can you give me an example from an apprentice standpoint of what sort of supports that have come into play? I mean, I know it's pretty new on the the motive power side, weeks, if I think only since approval. But what sort of supports are available? Have you learned have been particularly valuable, if not from this program, but from maybe some of the other trades that Support Ontario Youth is working with?
So one of the big things is that we actually have on staff mentors, so technical mentors. So for example, if we're working with an apprentice, our program manager for the 310S trade, she looks after the relationship between the apprentice and the employer and the ministry. So she's the one that the apprentices reach out to if they have questions about how does the apprenticeship pathway work, all of that stuff. And then on the mentor side, the technical side of the trade, those competencies that a 310S is learning as they progress through the trade. One of the big issues or barriers to completion, again, to use that phrase, is that when they go back to school, so when they go back to their block or day release level learning, they lose their connection to their employer. They lose their connection to that journey person who's on staff, who's supporting them day to day in the shop, right? And when they lose that connection, they also lose that body that is their knowledge base. So they go back to school, they're struggling with a concept or a competency that they need to learn or through the theory or the hands-on learning that they're getting actually at their training delivery agent. They have this technical resource that they can reach out to and say, you know what, I learned this in school today. I'm not quite grasping it. Can we have a call? Can we walk through this together slower than maybe I did at school today so that I make sure that I retain that? Because obviously it's no good to send an apprentice off to school if they're not going to pass those levels, right? And learn those competencies. So that's been a huge thing. And one of the things that defines us and makes us different from others out there, that we're able to provide that additional layer of support to both the apprentice and the employer, because obviously it benefits the employer if the apprentice is successful. And also we've got things in place for when the apprentice gets to the end of the apprenticeship and is getting ready to write the CFQ, the certificate of qualification exam, right? Like if they don't pass that, that's a big thing. It's a big deal. So we've got other supports in place, most of them, again, coming through these technical mentors that we keep on staff. But things that we've put in place to help them to pass that exam, to prepare for that exam, to study, like good study habits, all of those things to help prepare them and get ready to write the exam. And again, helping them find their voice, right? We have some apprentices who struggle with test writing, like and are nervous test takers. And so we've got supports that we can come and find for them and provide to them that are going to help them through those hurdles and get through the thing.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's pretty clear that there's a real benefit to having that continuity of mentorship through the entire apprenticeship process, as opposed to, as you say, you know, relying on the individual while you're doing your time in the bays, and then losing them for periods of time while you're doing the classroom portions of your studies. So you mentioned also that there's supports and benefits for the employer. So what have you found to be something that the employers have leaned on most, you know, when it comes to these processes?
So we, through our recruiting process, and so we will recruit from time to time for the employers that we work with. But through our recruiting process or our intake of applicants into our program, we have two assessments that we use. One of them is a fit for the trade, that is a personality-based assessment, built and data-driven by human analytics and created by psychologists that know way more about all of that stuff than I do. And then the other one is a critical thinking and reasoning assessment. And those two assessments together, critical thinking and reasoning, obviously very important to the trades. Can you problem solve? Can you think through an issue? You know, this didn't work. Now I need to try this, right? So those two assessments together are something that we offer employers as well. So if they have a candidate that comes to them, whether through high school, local channels, just their normal recruitment processes, we can offer them the ability to have that candidate go through those two assessments. And even if they decide the candidate is good, bad, otherwise, they can use those assessments either to make the decision as to whether or not they would be suitable and likely more likely to be successful getting themselves through and working in that trade, or they can actually use those as to help them through the apprenticeship, the apprentice through the apprenticeship, by providing guidance or information on where that apprentice might need extra help or support, certain areas where it might just be beneficial to provide some additional support or guidance. So they're really great tools. Our employers love them. And again, we're talking to, you know, predominantly small to medium-sized employers, don't have HR departments. They're not going to probably use those tools or have gone out to source them. So we're happy to share.
Right.
And also, again, you know, beyond what we talked about the administrative burden and the fact that we remove that for employers, just having us there again as a source of information to clarify, like, do I know that this is how this works in the apprenticeship system? Obviously, we provide that for the employer as well. And some of the grants that the government now offers, you know, in achievement incentive grants and things like that, that the employers receive just for signing up an apprentice. Each time one of their apprentices goes back to school and completes a level of schooling, there's options or opportunities for grants. We actually are able to apply for those on the employer's behalf and deal with all the paperwork and administration of that grant as well, and then just provide that to the employer. So we kind of take care of some of that directing funds from ministry to the employer much easier and quicker for them.
Now, that alone, you know, is worth the price of admission, if you ask me. Yeah. You know, somebody who's, you know, got a real phobia about lots of forms, especially ones going to government, where you don't want to say the wrong thing, you know, and you know, in the mix of the day, you know, it's about the repairing of the cars for the customers, and these are not things that tend to be the strong points of many shop owners, you know. So so it's pretty easy to see the benefits there too, kind of nice balanced benefit. Now, before we came on, you mentioned the boot camps. Tell me about the boot camps. What's a boot camp, and where does that fit into everything that Support Ontario Youth is doing? And then you say Support Ontario Youth. Is there an age limit?
So no, there is not. We actually pride ourselves on being able to support every age group that might want to get into the trades. And personally, we have like little celebratory behind the scenes parties when we get, 50-year-old female apprentices. Like, we were real excited about those ones, obviously. So third, fourth, fifth, sixth careers, we're happy to support anyone graduating from high school all the way through to, in as I said, third, fourth, fifth, sixth careers. So no age limit. Support Ontario Youth, the name is somewhat misleading. Obviously, a majority of our base is, probably in that 18 to 35 space. Average age of apprentices these days in Ontario is actually 28, 29 years old. Very happy to support everybody that wants to get into the trades, but the boot camps, and they actually do have some requirements, not related necessarily to age, but more so, in terms of who is, coming out as candidates, to the event. And that's dictated by the ministry, because this is actually also funded by the ministry. So this is through the Skills Development Fund. The boot camps are set up through that fund. So boot camps, what they are is they are a one-day, essentially try-a-trade kind of workshop. So we invite candidates out, and we do them in several different trades, but we invite candidates out. And if we're talking 310S, they get a toolkit that like an entry-level toolkit, $250 worth of tools for free, just for showing up at the event. And then what we do through the course of the 8-hour event is half the day is dedicated to actually giving them some on the tools experience. So in the 310S boot camps, they're working on some breaks and trying out those tools and just making sure that they are learning how to use them. One of the biggest issues for people who trying to get into the trade sometimes is they don't know the basics, and most employers would like them to at least have held a tool in their hand before they show up on the first day of work, right? And then the other half of the day we spend on what we call essential employability skills, and that is networking, resume writing, how to go about preparing for an interview so that you can get out there and get employed. We find those essential employability skills, especially something that especially the youth of today don't have as much of, and they really, really need that, right? The trades are still very much a networking, who you know, how you get in a sector. And so we really want to make sure that they know how to network and how to use their network to their advantage, right? Like, get on LinkedIn, call your brother's cousin, sister, and say, I really want to get in the trades. If you hear of an opportunity, please let them know that this is something I want, right? So we find that these days are overwhelmingly successful. Candidates reach out after the fact and thank us and say, okay, I did step one. How do I do step two? Right. And that's where Support Ontario Youth, our group sponsor side of things, can really help and support apprentices in getting into that registered training agreement to continue on with their journey.
That's great. Yeah. So a lot of components there to help the journey and to keep apprentices, to attract and keep them in their path to completing their apprenticeship and become, certified 310S tech. How does an apprentice or an employer get in touch with Support Ontario Youth to find out if it's going to be a good fit for them to help?
Very easy. SupportOntarioYouth.ca. For employers, there is an employer page and there is also an apprentice page. On the apprentice page, you will get some drop-down menus. We are in construction, industrial, and the motive power trade. So head to the motive power tab, click the drop-down menu, apply to 310S as an apprentice. They will upload their resume, cover letter if they'd like, and also fill out those two assessments that I mentioned earlier that we use as part of that recruiting process. And then we will reach out if we have a good fit. We also are on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere as well. And we also post openings when we have them on Indeed, if we are recruiting for a specific employer in a specific trade. But in general, we always kind of have the window open to apply to any of the trades that we're in, 12 trades across the province.
Wow, it sounds like a great program to both attract and make it a little bit easier, or a lot easier, for apprentices to navigate, and employers. There's clearly a benefit to offload some of that administrivia that we all love so much. Nod, nod.
Yeah.
Anyway, great stuff. Thank you so much, Melanie. We'll put in the show notes the link for Support Ontario Youth. So anybody's interested, whether from the apprentice side or from the employer side, go have a look. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, everybody, for being part of the podcast. Thanks, Melanie, for coming on as a guest. Everybody, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we will see you next time.
You're listening to the Great Canadian Aftermarket Podcast, brought to you by the publishers of Indie Garage and Jobber Nation. Connect with us online at indiegarage.ca and jobbernation.ca, a brand of Chat Integrated Media.
Pothole damage to a vehicle's chassis is always a concern, no matter the size or time of year. If the worst does happen, you can count on Delphi Technology steering and suspension parts to get your customers back on the road again. Learn more at DelphiAftermarket.com.